From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one comes from 2015.
I don't want much. I just wanna be a better man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was singing with them Jezebels under perfume sheets.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last summer, none of us had ever heard of Leon Bridges. Now, the New York Times is calling him the second coming of Sam Cooke. The young Texas-based singer and songwriter does have that classic late 50s, early 60s soul sound. He's also got a great voice and a bunch of songs that were killing it online for months before the release of his debut album. The record is called Coming Home, and while Leon is touring around with a full-on band today, he's here in the Soundcheck studio, solo and unplugged. Let's hear the title track, Coming Home, from Leon Bridges.
Baby, 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 I'm coming home to your tender, sweet love, and you're my one and only woman. The world leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around. Wanna be around, girl. Wanna be around, girl. Ooh, wanna be around, girl. Baby, I would be grieving if you wanted to leave me all alone by myself. I don't want nobody else. The world leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I wanna be around, girl. You know it, huh? Wanna be around, girl. Wanna be around, girl. Ooh, wanna be around, baby. Baby, 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 I'm coming home to your tender, sweet loving. You're my one and only woman. The world leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want. Wanna be around. Wanna be around, girl. Wanna be around, girl. Ooh, wanna be around, sugar. I need you, baby. Girl, I need your love. Darling, I need your sweet loving. Wanna hold you close now. Girl, ooh.
That's Leon Bridges, live, solo, unplugged, here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Coming Home, which is the title track from his debut album, and finds Leon touring around the country. Leon Bridges, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey man, how you doing?
Good. So is that basically how Coming Home sounded when you first wrote it? Just you and the guitar?
Yeah, just me and guitar. And I mean, it's cool, like, you know, when we got into the studio to see all, you know, my vision come to life, you know, because I was just playing around Fort Worth, didn't really have a band, you know, and to see somebody really come in and fine-tune and polish what I had going on was just amazing.
So you're touring with what, like a seven-piece band now, right?
Yeah, you know, everybody from day one, you know, in the studio from August, you know, same guys, all Fort Worth guys.
So the beginning of this journey for you is the end of last summer, right?
Yes.
What were you doing at that point? Well, I mean, at this time last year, what were you doing?
I was, where are we right now? Yeah. Yeah, I was bussing tables and, you know, playing little gigs, little open mics around town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what changed?
Man, no more, you know, $50 gigs.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Got to split that between 10,000 band members, you know.
So, but what was the turning point? What got you into the studio in the first place with these songs?
Yeah. Well, there was this place called Magnolia Motor Lounge in Fort Worth, and I used to get off of work from bussing tables, and I'd go to this little place, and, you know, sometimes I still had my uniform on, and I was doing that for about 2 years. And so I would get up and just play solo, and one night, Austin Jenkins from White Denim was there, and he came up to me and was like, man, let's record a record, you know? And the cool thing was they didn't charge me a dime to do it, you know?
Yeah.
The door just opened.
The guys from White Denim, who've been here in the Soundcheck studio a couple of times, they also have a very kind of retro sound, you know? They have this kind of classic early 70s mm-hmm. classic rock thing going.
Yeah.
So I guess they heard kind of a kindred spirit in you.
Yeah, and those guys, they know so much about music and, you know, and definitely soul music. And they just saw an open door, you know, and they saw me, and it just worked so perfect.
So this business about the second coming of Sam Cooke, the mm-hmm. Times, New York Times, not the first person to compare you, or the first people to compare you to Sam Cooke. Are you getting sick of being compared to Sam Cooke?
Yeah. I mean, it's very flattering, you know, but I will never be able to tie the shoes of a Sam Cooke or you know, or any soul artist, you know, back mm-hmm. then. You know, I'm just Leon Bridges. You know, there's the blueprint there, and I'm just trying to recreate it in the best way I can.
Yeah. But growing up, Curtis Mayfield, Sam Cooke, I mean, was soul music in the house? Did you, you know, was this your favorite music as a kid?
I was a kid that was really into, you know, a lot of the modern R&B around the time, from, you know, Usher, Ginuwine, Drew Hill, and, you know, that was good R&B for that time. Nobody's even really doing that anymore. But my daddy, he would play, like, Curtis Mayfield and Stevie Wonder in the car, and my mother, she liked Anita Baker. But none of that stuff, I liked it and I appreciated it as a, you know, a kid, but it never really, like, stuck with me.
Stuck, yeah. But now...
But now...
So Coming Home starts as you and the guitar, and, you know, you're doing open mics and stuff. You mm-hmm. finally get into the studio. Mm-hmm. You have a seven-piece, and... So how does the song then flower into the kind of big arrangement, the big soul sound that we hear on the record?
Yeah. So, like, I sat down at Austin Jenkins' house, and we recorded all my songs I had on his little phone, and he sent back all these this little simple garage band arrangements. And when he sent it, I was just like, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, this is it. I was like, I'm so ready to get into the studio.
I did that?
Yeah. And so, like, we, you know, we got in. And so, like, Austin would sit down on the floor with the musicians and just, you know, work through the arrangements. And I'd go out in the hallway with the backup singers, and we work on some stuff. And we just get in there and go in all live and, you know, no headphones, no Pro Tools, you know, just...
Old school.
Yeah. Know?
So we heard Leon Bridges doing the title track from the album Coming Home here, just him and the guitar. But this, if you get the record, this is what you'll get.
Baby, baby, baby,
coming home to your tender sweet loving. You're my one and only woman. The world needs a bitter taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want.
So that's the album version of the song Coming Home from Leon Bridges' debut album, also called Coming Home. So Austin from White Denim did that arrangement?
Yes, he did.
It's beautiful. It's a great arrangement.
He's the master.
We started with a little bit of the song Better Man, and if people go online and see the video for Better Man, you don't just sound the part, you look the part. The high-waisted pants. Mm. The guitar held way up high on your chest.
Yeah, I have to do that. I don't see how musicians have it all the way down to their knees.
So you're not like a Ramones kind of guy with the guitar basically like 3 inches off the floor.
Yeah, man, but you know the way I dress is not something that I do, it's not something like a mask that I put on just for like TV or, or on the stage. You know, I'm the same way when I'm at the grocery store, the laundromat, or at home. You know, there's no putting on sweats and a t-shirt and tennis shoes, you know, for me. You know, I like to just keep everything clean and everything consistent.
Okay. You're looking at a guy who lives in, you know,
and not
t-shirts
saying there's anything wrong with that.
Not
saying that's not my flow.
No. So that is not part of the kind of aesthetic of the music. It's just, that's just how you would normally dress.
Yeah, it's like I'm so in love with like that style, and of course I believe that aesthetic is important. You know,
yeah.
You know, there's that part of it, but this is the way I love to dress.
Well, now you know that classic soul sound. There's a strong influence of gospel in a lot of that stuff, mm-hmm. and in some of the songs on the new record, especially a song like River, mm-hmm. You hear that kind of. It seems like that thread is really prominent in that song.
Yeah, man, you know, I come from the church, you know, and of course I had to go when I was a kid, but I eventually like, you know, found spirituality for myself. And so like, you know, I believe in like, you know, really embracing that in my music and, you know, basically soul music with gospel undertones, you know,
mm-hmm.
make a good song.
And, you know, the river as a kind of image in classic American spirituals, mm-hmm. and stuff, it goes back over 100 years.
Yeah, it's like I was hearing a lot of those gospel songs back then, and there were a lot of them was writing about that, and I was like, I want my own river song. And not only is, you know, I wanted to recreate that, but it's actually, you know, a personal story, you know.
Okay. You want to play it for us?
Sounds good.
All right. We're speaking with Leon Bridges. He's here, guitar in hand, to play some of the songs from his brand new debut LP called Coming Home. This one is called River.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and heal every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord
and I'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, go. Take me to your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I'm going as a man with many crimes come up for air. As my sins flow down the Jordan, oh, I want to come near and give every part of me. Put this blood on my hand, and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go now. Please let me know. Take me to your river. I wanna know.
That is Leon Bridges with his song River in an acoustic, unplugged solo performance here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find the full-on version of that lovely song on Leon Bridges' debut record called Coming Home. Once again, Leon and his band are touring around. What does it mean, Leon, to have a gig at the Apollo and to have it sold out already?
Man, it's really mind-blowing. You know, like, of course, like, there's, you know, been so many legends that have come through there, and it's so legendary. You know, I used to watch, like, Showtime at the Apollo with Steve Harvey as a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, man, it's very humbling, you know, that, I mean, right out the gate, you know, the show would sell out like that.
And you are right out of the gate. I mean, as we mentioned before, you know, last summer, still bussing tables mm-hmm. and stuff. It's all happened so fast. Mm. You know, this spring you were one of the buzzed about artists at the South by Southwest Festival. Now suddenly you're on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. and you know, of course, Soundcheck will be the high point of all of this, I'm sure. But how do you handle that so much so fast?
You never really prepared for it, man. You just do it. And, you know, sometimes it can feel like a heavy weight, but... you know, I have a good team around me to help, you know, keep me encouraged and, you know, and family.
And do you find downtime to just kind of listen to contemporary pop music? I mean, you know, you mentioned Usher and Genuine and people
like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, whenever I'm traveling or just chilling, I still put on some Genuine, Usher, you know, a lot of, you know, contemporary music. I still love it, man.
Yeah. But the writing tends to take you in a different direction, it seems.
Yeah, indeed.
So while we were setting up for today, you were playing through some newer songs.
Yeah.
And they sound really, I mean, if this record is like 1960, you got some bluesy numbers there that were reminding me of 1937 or something.
Oh, thank you.
So is that kind of happening, you know?
Yeah, you know, I really don't like to, you know, put myself within a certain, you know, box. I still keep it within, you know, the classic timeless sound the best way I can, but... Yeah, man, I've been writing so much songs, and I'm already ready for the next record.
Well, like many overnight sensations, you know, you look at the backstory and you find this person's been working at it for years. Mm-hmm. So I guess you're ready for your moment, and you're ready for your next moment too.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Bridges, my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. Leon, congratulations on all the success. And Coming Home is a terrific sounding record.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us on the program.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me, man.
This is Soundcheck.
Use me as your vessel. I want to shine like the candle. Shine like the burning candle in the room.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
Love, don't remember who. Don't remember. And Father, oh, please remove my transgressions. Let them blow in the wind like sand. 'Cause all of my deeds, you know.